Hey everyone, it's 3:01. Call the meeting to order. This is our special board meeting to talk about particular piece of real estate. In addition, we have consent agenda and our regular monthly vote to stay virtual. So, as a reminder, board meetings are being recorded. And here's the agenda. As I said, consent agenda, voting item, and real estate. We have no closed session today. Regular norms for our virtual meetings, roll call vote, and whatnot. So, Belin, do we have anyone from the public?
At this time, we do not have any members of the public on the line.
Great. Thank you. So let's move to the consent agenda. As a reminder, if there's anything that we need removed, I think all we have today is the minutes. So I don't think that will be the case, but if there are any corrections or whatnot, just speak up. And, so if not, we need a motion to approve the consent agenda as is.
I'll move. This is Luis.
Thanks, Louise. Do we have a second?
One second. This is Heather.
Thanks, Heather. Blaine, we do a roll call vote, please.
Yes, I will. John is not present. Carlos? Oh, Carlos is on.
He was here, then he just dropped. Oh, there he is. He's driving.
Yeah. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
We'll try and come back to you, Carlos. Give me a second, getting settled. Carlos?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
It's hard to hear you, but we can. I heard your yes for the vote. Okay.
This thing says it's on. Okay. No. No. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. We
Thank
got that.
You. Randy is absent. Mel?
Yes.
Courtney is not here. Phil?
Yes.
EJ?
Yes.
Heather? Nancy is not here. Julie?
Yes.
Norma?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes, and John showed up. John.
Yes, and I saw John join 2 minutes ago. John?
Yes.
Okay, Julie, that's everyone.
Thanks. Motion passes. So let's turn it to you, Belin, for the first voting item.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Our voting item is AB 361, which is calling for us to continue to hold our meetings virtually due to the current California state of emergency and impact on meeting safely in person.
Great. So we need a motion to approve the need to hold our board of directors meetings virtually for the next month due to the current California state of emergency and its impact on the ability to meet safely.
This is Heather. I'll move to hold our meetings virtually.
Thanks, Heather. Do we have a second?
I second. This is Norma.
Thanks, Norma. Blaine, will you do a roll call vote, please?
Yes. John?
Yes.
Carlos?
Yes.
Mel?
Yes.
Phil?
Yes.
EJ?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Norma?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
Okay, that's everyone, Julie.
Thanks. Motion passes. So let's turn our last. Let's turn it over to Kyle for our last voting item.
Okay, thanks, Julie. I'm going to walk us through a potential acquisition that we'd like to get a vote to approve today so that we can close escrow. This property is at 8480 South Figueroa Street. It is the motel that sits immediately between Kip and Power Academy to the north and Kip Academy of Opportunity to the south. The next couple slides will just give you a clearer sense of the property. Again, that's a close-up. This is the street view of the property, and then a little bit further back up that gives you perspective of where it sits between our two schools. So this is, again, just outlines some of the highlights of the property or top points. The site itself is about a third of an acre. It's a single parcel. And in terms of use, we'll get into this a tiny bit more later, but essentially immediately we plan to demo the structure and put parking just on the surface level that could be used mostly by Opportunity, but also a little bit by Empower. Opportunity currently has no on-site parking that it's using at its own property. We have a temporary lease with a church on the other side of Figueroa that the staff parks at, but that's always been a bit tenuous in terms of how long it'd be available to us. So this guarantees that we'd have, you know, permanent parking for the team at Opportunity, as well as some more parking for Empower. It's LA City. Importantly, it's zone C2 commercial, which allows school use by right with just a ministerial design review. Okay, we'll go to the next one. So the purchase price that we've entered into the purchase sale agreement is for $4.7 million. We've put a 3% deposit down. Important point is the contingency period ends in on what day are we? Tuesday. It ends on Thursday, on the 25th, and then we'd close escrow in about 2 weeks from now. The seller does need to deliver the property free of any leases or tenants, importantly to us. And then in terms of commission, the seller would pay a broker's commission of 1.75% to our broker. And then we have an ongoing agreement with Insight that we pay 3% commission, either us or the seller. So we'd make up the rest of that. So we'd be responsible for about 1.25% to our broker. And then we've engaged Music Peeler on the legal documents related to the acquisition. So as many of you are aware, this is a property that we've had our, you know, we've had our eyes on really since we built both Empower and Opportunity. Going as far back as 2015, we've made efforts to acquire the property and always being pretty quickly rebuffed by the owners. They never had expressed any interest in selling it until very recently.
Kyle, I think John has his hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, John?
I'm so sorry. That is an inadvertent raised hand. Let me put that hold, please. Sorry about that.
No problem. In the past 6 months or so, our community engagement team, under the leadership of Joanna, with some real active involvement from Chinadu and John and their team and families at the two schools, began, if you can go to the next slide, Blaine, began mobilizing in the community. And they got a number of the elected and meetings with a number of the elected officials to express our concern around the illegal activities happening at the motel and the danger that it presented for our students and their families. We held a protest outside of one of their offices that garnered a fair amount of attention. And as a result of a lot of that action, the LA City Attorney's Office imposed some remediation requirements on the property and the owners of the property. And they brokered a couple meetings between us and them. And soon after a lot of this activity happened, the owners reached out to Insight offering to sell the property to us for $5 million. And that's how we've gotten to where we are today. We go to the next one. So we've performed our typical due diligence. The nature of this site, it's made it to be a little less extensive than what's typical, but we've done certainly all of the necessary pieces. We worked with Franco Architects to do a test fit on the site, which we'll show you in a second. Like I mentioned, we engaged Music Peeler on legal review. We've done an Alta and utility survey. We asked the land use consultants and attorneys at Armbruster, Goldsmith, and Delvac just to double check and ensure that our interpretation of the C2 commercial zone and the CPIO that overlays that does allow our intended use. And then we've also done a phase 1 environmental site assessment. All right, the next ones. So this is just a little overlay of what we would do immediately. You can see there, we think we can get about 50 parking spaces once we demo the site and just do that at grade. And then the next slide is going to show you, this is just a concept. In reality, I think we'll spend some time speaking to the school community and our senior, you know, our leadership to determine what we will do beyond the initial parking. But this gives you an example of what could be possible. A grade level, you see about 3 classrooms at the front of the property. And then in the back, we've got surface level parking, 19 spaces. And then raised up above that would be a gymnasium. Which would, if we did it, would be the, you know, the first gymnasium that we have as a part of KIPP SoCal. This phase 2 really would be contingent upon our ability to raise, you know, philanthropy and fundraising to support that. And it would be a multi-year project to go for that phase 2. All right, so. The only thing of note that came back on the ALTA or the title report and ALTA survey is this really old oil and gas exploration lease dating back to 1969. We're going to get an endorsement to the title policy to insure against that. But given, you know, what's adjacent to the property, it should be a non-issue. We only had to do a phase 1 because there are no wrecks identified in that phase 1. And again, we didn't have to do any substantial remediation when we developed the two adjacent sites. And then in terms of geotechnical, similar to when we developed the site to the south of it, we did have to excavate about 3 to 5 feet below grade to replace some shallow fill. So we anticipate we may have to do something similar if and when we develop the phase 2. Should be a non-issue for developing the surface level parking. And then, as I mentioned, being that it's zoned C2 commercial, which is the same as both schools adjacent to it, we should be able to do both our phase 1 and phase 2 intended uses with just administrative approvals. No discretionary approvals or public hearings would be required for that. here's some very preliminary budgets. We think the first phase to purchase, demo, and do some minor hardscaping will be about $5.4 million. And then this is some very preliminary estimates for the test fit plan I showed you for the phase two, which would be almost, well, with a contingency, would be about $8.5 million. So we plan to pay for phase one through a combination of cash that's held at Clare and cash reserves at the schools that they could use to invest in the property. And then phase two would be paid for by a combination of fundraising and a small amount of debt. It is worth noting that the acquisition cost on a per square foot basis for this of the land, it is substantially higher than what we typically pay. The main reason for that is this, you know, is an active business that I suspect generates a significant amount of free cash flow for the owners. And, you know, typically we're buying vacant land or businesses that have very little value. And we are, you know, believe that in our case and for our use, it's, you know, worth paying that premium in order to eliminate the nuisance that the property creates for our students and families, and just to free up that whole block for our enjoyment and student safe passage to school. EJ, sorry, it looks like you had a question that I've ignored here.
Yeah, do we have a comparison on the per square foot costs of this acquisition versus others we've done recently?
Yeah, I mean, compared to others we've done personally, they're typically under $100 a square foot on the land. There is another similar property listed right now on LoopNet. It's not a sale, so it's only a listing. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. And it is, I'm trying to find my notes here. It's, where did I put this? It's listed for just a little bit more than this one is on a per, I think it was listed at like $300 a square foot on land. Compared to ours is, you know, roughly 315. Again, that's, you know, that's a listing. So take it, you know, for what it is, but the, it is a decent comp. It's just, it's very, very similar type of motel, just a little bit south. It's a little bit closer to the 105, but same kind of section around the 110.
And can I just add, I think that you're being kind when you say it's a nuisance. I think it's way beyond a nuisance. And I think, you know, we have this opportunity to buy it and shut it down. I mean, EJ, I don't know if you've ever been to KAO or KEA, but it's horrible.
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah. So, I mean, certainly it's a little expensive, but I think it's super important to the families that we get rid of this hotel.
Yeah. I agree. Often I think we'll say that a property has, you know, more value perhaps for our use than others because we, you know, can't run a school without it or, you know, things of that nature. But in this case, I truly think there is a significant value beyond, you know, the competing use for us to eliminate, as Julie mentioned, this is, you know, something that sits between our two schools. I'm trying to think what else. That's really all I have. So I'd be happy to take more questions. Again, this one's fairly straightforward. And the one thing I didn't mention is we have already begun to put in process the things that we would need to start demolition. So we're trying, you know, assuming we get approval here, we're trying to be in a position to start demo, you know, within a matter of days from when we would close on the property, just to create, you know, avoid any further nuisance if it were to get, you know, squatted on or vandalized or anything else. Luis?
Kyle, quick point. As a legal matter, you mentioned that they're delivering the property for tenancies or leases. It's also it's important for the language to say free and clear of any occupancy of any kind, because I doubt that some of these people, many of these people actually have a lease.
Okay.
So any free and clear of all rights of occupancy, tenants, you know, totally, it must be completely unoccupied at the time of our acquisition.
Got it. Luis?
Thanks, Kyle. A quick question. Well, as we know, that property is visited by certain folks and certain businesses are shutting down because of that. The quick question is, Are we in contact with the LAPD liaison just to make sure that if any issues come up, we have a direct line to either the city attorney's office or the LAPD liaison?
Yeah, we have a real strong now partnership with the 77th precinct, which is that area, with our own security, who is former LAPD, and with the elected officials. So, you know, with a vote today, we'll be able to be a little more firm in our plans. But, you know, we are very aware and preparing for just, you know, the removing of people from that space. We're very careful too. There's no families to our knowledge living in the motel. So that is something that we have been paying close attention to. So we know that this is a delicate situation where many in the community will be excited, but it is a very dangerous space. So we're working hand in hand with all the departments to make sure it's a safe transition, regardless, at this moment.
Thank you.
I had a quick question. I'll put my hand down, which is just curious if you can say, I don't know if you can, obviously you've been in contact with them. Who are the owners of this property who have so blatantly disregarded their neighbors and, you know, have just let this type of activity occur? Because in my business, what we would do is, or what one would do, is make a big, big stink about it and lower the price and sort of go after these people. I mean, and by the way, we have to buy this property, I think. But I would, you know, we're buying it at a premium. And it just feels unfortunate that we're buying it at a premium when it's a pretty ugly newspaper article if these owners, whoever they are named as having been complicit or just turned a blind eye to everything that's going on there. That was my question.
Yeah. It's a fair question, John. From what we know of the owners, they are the president of the Motel Association in Los Angeles. So they're the
ringleader
of such a network of motels. And, when we were negotiating with them, their position was take our offer or we're going to, offer it for sale to our, network of motel owners, fellow motel owners, here at this motel association. So who knows, how much of a bluff that was versus, if there was another buyer lined up. But it was very clear to us that the alternative would have been just another similar owner, taking over. And so given that we had the chance to make this so expedient and really get this problem to go away or be in the process of going away this early in this school year as opposed to just, you know, negotiating further. We settled essentially.
I think that's wise. I just wanted to register that.
Pretty
heinous, pretty heinous. But if they're the president of the motel organization, then I don't have a lot of confidence in the motel organization at large. So
yes, and we also had the city attorney come out and visit the school and walk between the campuses. And you know, he even said it's pretty hard in the city of Los Angeles to shut down a motel. The process is long and arduous and challenging. And I think they've shut down, and probably Luis can speak to this, they've shut down only like one or two in the last 10 years. So the chances of that pressure is pretty challenging. But we had enough leverage to at least get an offer. Yeah. And so that's where we're pleased to be at this moment.
Great. Well, let's go to vote. I just didn't realize that motel was a four-letter word.
Yes. Yeah. Any other questions, comments? Kyle, do you have anything else?
Nope, we're just looking for, you know, approval to move forward. And there's the two resolutions were in your board materials. One is the acquisition resolution and the other is the reimbursement resolution.
Okay. So, sorry, I lost my... So we need, I guess it's one motion that to authorize Claire to waive the contingencies on October 25th and close the acquisition on September 9th.
Julie, just a correction, on August 20th.
I'm sorry, on August 25th. I'm sorry.
I'll move so.
Thanks, Louise. Do we have a second?
A second.
Thanks, Mel. Blynn, we do a roll call vote?
With pleasure. John?
Yes.
Carlos?
Yes. Yes.
Got it. Thank you, Carlos. Mel?
Yes.
Phil?
Yes.
EJ?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Norma?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
That's everyone.
Thanks. Motion passes. I think that's all we have on our agenda. So really appreciate everyone jumping on, and we'll see you next month.
And you'll get invites to the demo party. So look for that in your inbox.
Excellent. It is 6:29 and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.